welcome to Heartbeat. A little while ago, I went to reconciliation. And this is a sacrament in the Catholic Church where you go to a priest and you confess your sins. And then he prays for you and you're absolved of your sins. And as I was sharing with the priest about a certain situation, I just said to the priest, I don't know what to do. And it was a situation that something that I can't change, and that's been quite frustrating for me. And the priest said these words. He said, ask that God would give you the grace to do the impossible. And I was stunned by the words. Ask for God to give you the grace to do the impossible. And I've been praying about that nonstop, that God would give me the grace to do the impossible, to do something beyond what I can do in my own strength. And it reminded me of the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says this, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. And in this situation that I was in, I was weak and I needed God's grace to help me through the situation. I needed His grace and His power to do the impossible. If you look at the beginning of that verse, it says, my grace is sufficient for you. Now, I always used to think that if I put in, let's say 40%, that God's grace would top me up the extra 60% to get me to 100%. And that I put in my effort and then God just does the rest. He tops it up. But actually, this means my grace is sufficient for you actually means that God is all you need. It's not about Him topping it up. It's about Him being everything. He is all you need. His grace is sufficient. It's everything. And then if you continue to the next part, it says, for power is made perfect in weakness. It's only when we recognize our own weakness, our own frailty, that we recognize that we need God, that He is able to be powerful in our weakness, that when He gives us grace, He is then the strength that we need. That reminds me then, if you look at the next verse, it says, this is St. Paul talking, in verse 10, it says, for whenever I am weak, then I am strong. And that's St. Paul recognizing exactly what we've just said, that when he is weak, he is strong, not because he, Paul, is strong, but because Christ in him has given him strength. And therefore Christ in him makes him strong. And often we can only become this strength. We can only have strength when we allow God to be strong in us, when we recognize our weakness and we recognize that we need God. Now, it's been a little while now since I went to the reconciliation that day, and I've been constantly praying those words. And I've been saying, God, give me the grace to do the impossible. God, would you give me the grace to do the impossible? And then when I was praying the other day, I got a new perspective. And just these words came to my mind, and I think that it's the Holy Spirit speaking to me that said, you know, what if the impossible for you, the grace that you need, is to be patient? You know, I've been thinking the whole time that the grace that God was going to give me was the impossible words that I can't think of myself, the impossible words to say something that would change a situation. But instead, I think the grace that God wants to give me is patience. Patience for the situation to change. I don't know about you, but it's hard to be patient. That really is going to be a grace that God needs to give me to do the impossible. Maybe right now in your life, there's a situation where you're praying for grace to do the impossible, and maybe the impossible is different to what you're expecting it to be. So I just encourage you right now to go to prayer and to continue to ask God for that grace, to do the impossible, whatever that is. So why don't you right now with me, why don't you join your prayers with mine, and let's pray that God would give us the grace to do the impossible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that you do bless us with grace, that when we recognize our weakness, when we come to you knowing that you are all we need, that you do bless us with grace to do the impossible. Lord, would you be with us? Would you help us in the situations that we're in? And may we find peace and comfort knowing that you're with us every step of the way. We praise your name. We worship you, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.